This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great...
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online. This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's a great...
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Okay, I think we're all here and we're live. This is it, Open Search Outward, with myself and former CIA remote viewer David Morehouse, who has been on the show, and one of my favorite teachers of experience in the search out there, trying to find out what's really real and what's really possible for, oh my gosh, over two decades, if you can imagine that. David, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You've got that. I've been talking long hours. Voice again.
Me? Oh, I just got finished at 4 o'clock this morning.
So. Oh, my gosh. Well.
Don't forget, I'm on 6 to 8 hours now. I used to be 10 to 15 hours, but you cut it down. So, yeah, I sound a little froggy. Got a couple hours of sleep, maybe, if the dog wasn't licking my face to go pee. And here I am.
Fresh as a daisy. Well, here we are.
Yeah,
I'm very grateful to be here. I know we've missed a couple of weeks, mostly on my account, but here we are, moving forward. So, you know, as I said in the intro, and as the intro itself said, you know, we've been trying to search from the very beginning. That's the very thing that drives News for the Soul, is what's really real and what's really possible. And one of the biggest pieces in that search for me was working with you and remote viewing and your prolific ability to explain the physics of the metaphysics and so on. So we're searching together now on this show. So what's on Dave's mind today? That's what I want to know.
Well, we had our great show last night. We had a Dakota Sioux Indian on board who was a medicine man. And it was fun. The room was mesmerized. Of course, the room's got, I think it's approaching, this is just our club. It's close to 4,000 members now. And through the night, people come in and check in, listen, stay, don't stay, leave quietly, you know, all these different things. It was amazing. So last night, we started off with a no-topic show, which is always, met by the moderators with a little intrepidation. Why? Because you can get some really howling wolves that could come in there that are not cool, and the stuff they talk about is bizarre. So, and we don't want to do that. You know, I'm grounded in reality and science and stuff like that, which I know may be juxtaposed to many listeners, but it's just who I am. I don't believe everything, you know, and I look for qualitative, quantitative evidence of the ability to do what you say you do. And that's it. So this guy was fun. His name is Kenny, and he was there with us as a Sioux medicine man, talking about his experiences as a Sioux medicine man. And, of course, I was being my typical self, was like, hey, so, okay, let me get this straight. You got called into a ceremony, and they said to you they were bringing in the ceremony to be a Sioux medicine man. True? He goes, yeah. I said to him, it's a good thing I wasn't one of the elders sitting there, because I would have said, hey, you have to go back to the lodge building. Somewhere in there, there's an application for a medicine man. Find that. Fill it out and bring it back here. We'll consider it. He started laughing. I went, no. I mean it. If I had been there as an elder, I would have said, go get this damn thing. There's only three of them in there, we think. But we haven't made any medicine men in a long time. So go find the application. He howled laughing. It was funny because it wasn't like that. But he had to be chosen to be a medicine man. And he talked about, in limited terms, about the ritual of becoming a medicine man and what they do and how they use peyote and other stuff. It was interesting. We had a good time. And it got weird toward the end.
I bet it did.
It always seems to go too far. And when it starts to go too far, I start to rein it in because I really want people to understand the credibility of this individual. I don't want them to start going, oh, shit, just another crazy, because when they start going, well, you know, we told any other visiting shaman, because we don't really particularly care for shaman or, you know, like what they're about, particularly when they put shaman on the sides of their vans and then come in and want to meet with our elders, et cetera. He said, we don't let them do that. We don't let them get around the round rocks either. I'm like, whoa, round rocks? Round rocks, yeah, these rocks that are round, he says. I go, you mean like dinosaur rocks, like the rocks that you can find all over the Wyoming Badlands that have their big, there are these big round rocks that they're round because they were swallowed by a dinosaur and they were carried in their stomach and they use them to grind up the vegetative matter or protein that they consume, and when, of course, they die, then all the tissue is decayed and gone, but the rock, the stones sit there. So they call them dinosaur stones or gallstones or other kinds of weird things for dinosaurs. And I said, is that what you mean? He goes, oh, no. These are round stones that we sent to spy on our enemies. Wait a minute. So you're saying that you sent your people, which... I said, how many different tribes are there in the Sioux? And he goes through like, oh, well, it depends on what you're talking about. There's like 15 different political variations, but 5 different tribal variations. Like, I said, like, did Custer know this? I go, this is why Custer got slaughtered. He had no freaking idea that there were this many of you. Oh, okay, back to where we were again. I go, so you have stones that you sent to do what precisely? We sent these stones to... spy on our enemies, to look at what our enemies were doing. And I was thinking, okay, I said, well, that sounds a little bit like a Tolkien to me, you know, like Return of the King. Remember the big round eye stone that if you uncovered it, it could see what the hobbits were doing. Remember that?
Yeah.
So whenever my brain draws these conclusions, it's not maybe that it's right or this guy's wrong. It's just that, so you had rock drones. Is that what you're saying? Yeah, rock drones. I'm like, okay, rock drones. So then I'm typing to the moderators. So I'm going, okay. So I'm not disputing it. I have no evidence of it. But if you had rock drones and you knew where the presence of your enemy was, how the hell did the Bluecoats kick your ass and take over all your property and land? How'd that happen? Right? So it's like, this is my logic brain. It's kind of like, really? Because I would say if you had rock drones, things you could send and your medicine men could see what they were seeing, see the disposition of the U.S. cavalry, you know, it was out on the on the plains. I would have thought you had a big leg up, you know. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
That's me.
If you put it into your own experiential Rolodex, as you like to say, I mean, you can remote view. You can be a photon of light in relative to space and time, but you don't see everything.
Do you think it's like a peyote-driven experience, or do you believe that they...
No, I'm just so glad that you brought this up. Because I have a good story for this one. And again, it comes down to direct experience, because I wouldn't have believed any of this until I had a profound direct experience, a few of them. You know, when